VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey guys, Soraya here, and welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. After a long day of work, you just want to take a shower, lay in your bed, and chill. And I believe the first thing most people do is to take out their phones and start swiping at whatever social media you're using. And then, hours have gone by. Do you want to put a stop to this negative cycle? Then go watch the video for some ideas on how. Now, as usual, time for our sentence of the day. If you don't stop and reflect on your day, the days just pass and mush together, and you never form real memories and insights. If you don't stop and reflect on your day, the days just pass and mush together, and you never form real memories and insights. 如果你不停下来思考你的一天，日子就只会连在一起，并一天一天的过去，你不会拥有真实的记忆，还有对一些生活的见解。好，首先呢，那我们来看一下句子里面第一个出现的一个动词片语 reflect on, reflect on, reflect on 呢，它的意思就是深思、考虑过、审视的意思。例句可以是 Due to the pandemic, we've had more time to reflect on ourselves. 因为疫情的缘故，我们有更多的时间能够审视自己。那你们记法可以就是 a reflect on, 是就是 reflect 这个字呢是反射的意思嘛，那就是有种在镜中照应自己，就有种哦审视自己的感觉。那就像我刚刚说的 reflect 这个字最常见的用法就是反射的意思嘛。那例句可以是 I could see my face reflected in his glasses, 我可以在他的眼镜里面看到我的倒影。reflect 这个字呢还有另外一个很常见的用法，它就是用于反应表达的意思。For example, the statistics reflect a change in people's spending habits. 统计数据反映了人们花费习惯的改变。好，那我们接下来看下一个重点，就是 mush。mush。mush 这个字呢，它其实是作为可以作为名词或者是动词啦。那句子里面呢，它是作为动词，意思就是碾压，然后成糊状的意思。那名词的时候，它就是讲就是糊成一坨啊，就是碾压过后一坨东西的那种状态。那例句呢可以是 mush all the ingredients together and you have the potato salad, 将所有材料压在一起，你们就可以得到这个马铃薯沙拉。那句子里面他可能用这个字呢只是想要很生动的表达，就是说哦，如果你没有就是每天好好审视自己的话，你过的每一天都会就是碾，就会整个碾在一起变成一大坨，就是这种概念。然后就是因为你的日子呢变成一大坨嘛，所以你就没办法产生真正的记忆啊，还有对于人生的一些见解。那既然我们都提到记忆了，那我们就来看看 memory 这个字。 memory 这个字很常见，那我就不多说，我要来跟你们提一下，就是 memory 的形容词态就是 memorial, memorial, M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L。Memorial 首先呢先注意一下它的发音， memory 它的重音是在第一个音节嘛，那 memorial 呢重音是在第二个音节，就是 memorial, memorial。 就像我刚刚说的， memorial 呢可以作为形容词，就是追悼、记忆的或是纪念的意思，就是可能你可以讲说哦，这是一个追悼词，那你可以讲说 a memorial speech, a memorial speech。那我这边要特别提的原因呢，是因为 memorial 看似是形容词嘛，可是它也可以作为名词用哦。它作为名词用的时候呢，就是那种纪念馆、纪念碑或者是纪念物的意思。For example, the memorial was built for those killed in the war. 这个纪念碑是为了纪念在战争中牺牲的人们所建的。那最后的最后呢，我们来看一下 insights。insight 这个字 insight 这个字呢它是一个名词，意思是洞察力或者是对于一些事情的见解。 我本身还蛮喜欢这个字的啦，因为就是生活中很常要表达说哦，我对这件事情有什么想法，你可能只会说 Oh, I have some thoughts about this。那如果呢，你在这个时候就换成说 Oh, I have some insight about this 的话，就会有一种哦，好像就是更深入的感觉，就是我觉得替换着用还蛮不错的。举例来说 ，I love watching movies with her because she always has some unique insights into the subject matter。我很喜欢跟她一起看电影，因为她对影片中的主题总是会有一些很独到的见解。Do you find using smartphones before going to bed can influence the quality of your sleep?Personally, I don't really feel it because I always sleep well at night. But I'm still trying to get into the habits of not using electronic devices before I go into sleep. For me, I choose to read some books because books just have the magic to make people fall asleep. We've known this since we were students, right? What do you do before you tuck yourself in? Tell us about it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Have a great one and see ya in a bit.